Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Happy Derby Day, Mary Jo Perino.
Today we are all Kentuckians.
Yes. Who said that, by the way?
I don't know. I just did.
That is famous. That. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said, today we are all Kentuckians. Yeah. If you know that, give us a call. 381-1313. I'm in my 40s now. The memory is just, it's just not there. Sorry. But if you are younger than me and happen to remember that, let us know. Because that's a great one.
It is.
Today we are all Kentuckians. And because it's Derby Day, that is what our show is loaded with. We have, first up, in about 10 minutes or something, our guy with boots on the ground, Wave 3's Kendrick Haskins. And then a little bit later, G.D. Hieronymus from Keeneland, who is a handicapper extraordinaire. You may hear him during the week on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Mm-hmm. And he's going to let us hear the story that maybe you haven't heard. If you haven't heard this, if you don't know about this, years ago, GD won a pick six on Derby Day that at the time was the largest ever.
Really, I can't even imagine.
Cool story. GD Hieronymus coming up a little bit later at about 10:45, basically in between the first and second race at Churchill Downs, because he's there. And then at 11 o'clock, the voice track announcer of Charlestown Racing up there in West Virginia, Paul Espinoza Jr., he has the best Twitter handle in Twitter land. Yeah. Better call Paul, and instead of better ER, it's OR, because he's in horse racing. At better, with an O, call Paul.
I love that.
He's at 11 o'clock. And then we're just going to talk Derby. Who's your pick? You know, who is your pick for this Derby? I have one, and then a bunch of others that I've got to narrow it down.
I know. Well, and you like to do the exotics.
Absolutely.
And
that's where the big money is.
Yeah, and Ellis Starr even said that's the way to go. Derby Day is the best way to win an exotic.
Yes.
But there's so many horses, and it's just, and you can get so easily talked into one and out of another, which has happened to you before.
Yes.
It's just, it's so easy to do that. So we want to know your picks, 381-1313, who you like in the Derby. I sure hope the rain holds off. At this point, it looks like it's going to come a little later, but you never know. Because right now, it's gorgeous. Right now, it's gorgeous in Louisville, but there is supposed to be rain later.
And in this situation, where there is so much advanced wagering, like betting opened yesterday on the Derby. That's why horses had to scratch before 9 a.m. So if it starts raining, the rain is predicted to be really close, like around 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that. So there could be some rain, but right
and
before.
And that would change things.
Exactly. That changes everything. Because the slop horses are the ones you would put your money on. Then they become liver.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you're betting with a TVG account, it's a little bit difficult to get out to the Red Mile or Keeneland or the Kentucky Horse Park. Those are the three places. In the past, what they had done is, out in front of the Red Mile, it was just this big open field before they've renovated and done what they've done. You would go over there. I went one time. The line was so long, and it was like an hour and a half before post time. And they had someone come out and say, your place in line is not going to make it. You need to turn around. Yeah. And so I went out to the Kentucky Horse Park. They have drive-through betting there. The Kentucky Horse Park's the way to go. It's a little further out. I think that's why there's less
traffic,
people out there. But it's, the traffic is not nearly as bad, and they have maybe 5-6 lanes, something like that. I mean, it's still going to take you a few minutes. Don't get me wrong. Red Mile.
It's Derby Day. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
And now the Red Mile, you have to park, get out, and go in and go to the second floor where simulcasting is. And I sure hope they have that marked clearly. If you walk over there any other time, there's really not much to let you know where to go. There's not. But I'll just tell you, you walk in, look to the right, there's an elevator, go up that elevator, second floor, get off, you're there. And then Keeneland will have its drive-through windows open. It has those drive-through windows sitting there. Well, once the Red Mile went to simulcasting, they're just ornaments now on the property. Yeah. But they will be open today.
Today.
And there's like, they usually set up some auxiliary ones as well. So you're probably talking 7-8 lanes over there. But it's going to be a little bit busy because Derby Day at Keeneland is an all-day thing out there in the paddock and all that. It's a great place to spend your Derby Day.
Did that last year. It was so much fun. So much fun. Yeah.
For the first time in a few years, I am going to park my butt directly in front of the television and watch all that stuff. I just love it. I think it is some of the best TV of the year. Like Super Bowl, I like to watch that. But I think they can overdo it sometimes and it's not as interesting. Derby, there are so many stories.
I know.
So many farms, so many connections, so many quirky things.
That's why this is such a, it's why it's the best sporting event. It's why I still miss being out there. I turned on the Derby coverage this morning already and I thought, it's still the one thing that twinges at me. I don't really miss a whole lot else, but I miss Derby Day.
See, I would think you wouldn't miss Derby Day because, you know, I saw the tweets from Greg Gorham at like 4:30 in the morning. He had, like, when I read it, it's 8 o'clock and it says 4 hours ago.
Yeah, I saw
And it's a picture of Churchill Downs. So he, you know, they're out there at 4 or whatever. And then I saw some of your, or some of the people from 18 doing it, like Dorian Craft and a few of the others. And they're all dressed. They got their fascinators on. They got their dresses on, makeup full, you know, by 5:30.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that in itself is at least an hour to get that together.
Sure. And you do, and that's doing the, so when I did, I did the 11 o'clock in Lexington the night before.
Right.
Then you'd have to be at Churchill Downs by 6, you know, the next morning, all ready to go. I always hated doing like the 11 o'clock. The whole Derby Day was so much fun. But then to drive back to Lexington and have to do the 11 that night, I always hated that. But it just, I mean, just such an awesome day. It's when you, when you're not there, you like, you take a moment to be like, how many people want to go to the Derby and how many people would love to sit in the seats we sat in and be able to watch everything. And there's a lot of work that goes into it, obviously.
Yes.
But it's also one of those things where sometimes in TV, and this is too much of a TV talk, I don't want to do it, but you put in a lot of work into something that is a minute and a half on TV. And then
comes
and goes and you're like, well, I spent a lot of time to do that. And but when you put in as much work as we do, but then it would be the whole day and it'd be an awesome thing. It's cool to see your hard work pay off like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I did a story on Gainesway. And I think I probably put 20 to 25 hours of work into something that was about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was several days.
Oh.
Over several days.
Just the editing for you.
Yeah. And just to write it. It took me like 3 hours to write it, to make all the connections just right. Research. I went to the Game of Life. Anyway. Wave 3's Kendrick Haskins is going to join us here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 here in just a few minutes. That's the NBC, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's
so they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, he's doing what you're doing, what you used to
do. Yeah, they're all day.
So for all the other affiliates, in case you don't know this, the local affiliates, so all the TV stations in Louisville and all the ones in Lexington that want to go up there and cover the Derby, because NBC has the broadcast rights, NBC are the only ones that are allowed to set up shop on Churchill Downs on Derby Day. Which means for all, we still have to cover it, the ABC affiliates and the CBSs and Fox, and they still have to cover it, but they can't go live and have a show from there or anything. So what you wind up doing is just sitting around waiting for the Derby all day. Because you can't just show up to cover the Derby at 4 o'clock.
No, because you'll never get in.
Right. You need to be there by 11, really. So if you're there by 11, the race isn't until about 6:30.
Yeah.
And you don't go out until about an hour before the race, where you actually go out to the track. So you got like 6 hours of trying to figure out who you're going to bet on the Derby. And there's really nothing else to do. There's nothing
that
else.
That can drive you mad.
Yeah. There's nothing else for you to really, you know, cover. You're there for the Derby.
Yeah.
And so you just sit around all day and talk each other out of your bets.
Yep.
But the super cool thing, though, is you go out and, you know, the media, we stand on the rail. Standing right on the rail as they come home down the stretch. And then as soon as they cross that finish line, we rush out onto the track. That is cool.
Yeah.
That is a cool, I get chill bumps almost now, just some of the, like, the Super Saver. I remember that one so well. And anyway, some of the shots I've gotten, great. Some of the interviews, great. Love the Derby. We're going to take a break right now, and we're going to call Kendrick Haskins from Wave 3 in Louisville at Churchill Downs. He's doing live hits for his all-day Derby coverage, and we're going to catch him in between one of those, and you'll hear him next on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, the
Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Oh, reverse.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
1923, a new car costs $265. A gallon of milk, 56 cents. The average price for a home, $7,800. 1923, the year Hearst Business Supply opened its doors. A local company putting local dollars back into the community. Hearst Business Supply is a third-generation family-owned business. We've advanced, too, with more than office products. Hearst now sells break room supplies, advertising specialty items, even Keurig products, and more. Hearst Business Supply is still here, serving the community. Bigger isn't always better. 91 years later, it still rings true.
Car crash, Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
I'm Chuck.
I'm John.
Owner and brew specialist at Bottom of the Barrel. John, you remember the time we worked on that 68 Mustang?
Sure I do, Dad.
Do you remember that vacation we took to the beach when you were 8?
The one I skinny dipped in the lobby water fountain?
Not that one. The one we went deep sea fishing on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dad, why all the reminiscing?
It's May, John, and that's Military Month. It's a time to remember all that have served.
I get it, Dad. And remember this, Bottom of the Barrel offers a 15% military discount every day.
Exactly. Just remember to get your beer or wine making supplies from Bottom of the Barrel.
At Bottom of the Barrel, remember a loved one this Memorial Day season with your favorite beer, wine, or cheese made from what you learned in a home brew class at Bottom of the Barrel. Bottom of the Barrel, a great place where brew people can just hang out. Bottom of the Barrel, 2313 Woodhill Drive, or call 859-213-6572. Bottom of the Barrel, now open on Tuesdays.
Keep calm and brew on, Kentucky.
Your new job is waiting. Wait, your new career is waiting. UK Dining has jobs available in the food service industry.
Now accepting applications for experienced game day workers and catering and concessions leave. To work with UK's Commonwealth Stadium, rates starting at $10 an hour. Earn up to $13 an hour on game days. Positions start early August.
Visit Aramark.com/careers to learn more. UK Dining, we enrich and nourish lives every day.
A background check is required for these positions. UK Dining is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's Carrie Patterson with big news from Carpet One.
Shop Carpet One's I Love It flooring sale and save up to $500 on select floors store-wide. Plus, save up to 50% on Tigressa carpets, all with great financing options available. Visit the experts at Carpet One for tremendous savings now through June 20th during our I Love It flooring sale.
Visit Carpet One, 390 New Circle Road, or on the web at carpetonelex.com. Finance subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Have I ever told you how much I hate the music Josh plays? Oh, God.
Usually just every Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, just it's only a couple times a week that my ears bleed.
I heard you and Alex Risen were ripping my musical tastes.
Well, I said that it was a free weekend for me. I didn't have to consider your selections and love of certain songs. So I didn't have to worry about it. So we could just, rock out if we wanted to. Boys weekend.
By the way, Dan is the real MVP today for bringing in North Lime Donuts, Derby Pie, and Mint Julep.
Yeah, they're
good. I mean, they are phenomenal.
They are good. Yeah. I saw North Lime tweet out this morning, "Hey, Derby Day, get ready." And they showed this donut with bourbon cream icing, chocolate chips, crushed pecans.
It's Derby Pie.
Yeah, on
That's
a donut.
That's amazing.
And then they tweeted out the one, the mint julep one, which, you know, you can imagine what that is. And I said, well, it's Derby Day. Yeah. I got to hook my people up.
We appreciate it. So good.
Hey, one of the people that we love in the business, Kendrick Haskins from Wave 3 in Louisville. He's at Churchill Downs. He joins us now live on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Kendrick. We're off to a rough start. Are you cutting in and out?
I'm trying.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm sitting in a car.
Thank
See
you.
How glamorous Derby Day is?
Where are you posted? What part of the track are you at?
I'm on the most glamorous side, the backside.
Yes.
It's where the most important people here are, the horses.
So what's the talk this morning, Kendrick? Because we were talking earlier how you can be talked in and talked out of which horses to bet on, which ones look good, which ones have trained well, and da da da. Now the day is here. What is the talk on the backside?
The two horses that everyone has just been dumping on has been Lonnie and Student Nation. Mainly because he literally sideways all the way around the track.
So Lonnie is the one that won the UAE Derby.
He won the UAE, but then the center said they don't know if he wants to run gate. There's been a couple of times when they come out here, or I think one of his work, he just pulled up. He didn't like running that day. So, and he's been rather excited.
Well, when we had Steve Asmussen on last week, he talked about this. He talked about these colts by Tappet, that it's kind of like a great painter, a great artist or something, someone who's brilliant. They have their quirks. Like their brilliance involves these quirks. So these Tappet colts have these quirks. But Lonnie is also being trained the Japanese way, which is very different from what the American way is. And
he's literally been all over the world.
He's literally what?
Been all over the world.
Yeah. So did you say Trojan Nation was the other buzz horse back there?
Yeah, he ran around the whole track.
Oh, Kendrick, we're losing you. That stinks.
And Trojan Nation's a maiden. I mean, he's never won a race before. So it's been...
Since 1933 or something like that.
And then maiden has won.
And Trojan Nation is on the rail, though. Has the one post. So throw that horse out. Forget it.
You can throw him out anyway. Yeah. You can throw him out anyway, even if he does decide what my...
There's a lot of good prices on some good horses, though, today that you can make some money. Mohaman, the last I saw, was still at 10-1. I mean, that's a horse that has one bad trip. But before that, I mean, everybody's talking about him as the far and away Derby favorite.
Yeah.
So now he's a little under the radar.
Right. Coming into the Florida Derby, it was all about Mo Heyman and Nyquist. And he has one bad race. He didn't like the sloppy track. And next thing you know, nobody's talking about him. I think you can make some money on him. And that was the one that let him talk.
What was the other one you said? I'm sorry, Kendrick. The reception's not so good down there.
Exaggerator. Yeah.
Oh, man, that stinks.
I know. We got Kendrick right there on the backside.
He's right there.
And the phone keeps cutting out. We get to hear you laugh.
I know.
At something you said, and we're like, oh, we wish we could be laughing with you, too, there on that one.
Your giggles are coming through loud and clear, my man.
Hey, one more I want to mention to you, though, as far as like long odds go. You know, Dallas Stewart, he's been able to do Commanding Curve and Golden Soul, jump up and capture a piece of the Derby with a horse with long odds. And again, nobody is respecting his horse. Tom's Ready, 42-1.
And you know, Dallas usually doesn't find out he's in the Derby until the last minute, so it's less stressful this year. long that he's in it without having to about one on the track.
Well, Kendrick, we're going to have to try this again. Maybe we can call you. I don't know if you're going to be up early tomorrow. Probably not. He's sleeping in tomorrow. But
hey, let me try another line.
Okay, do that. Call us back because we still got like 10 minutes we can talk before we got to go to a break. So give us a shout.
All right.
Thanks, Kendrick.
Yeah, I was looking at the live odds now. They're up on, you know, KentuckyDerby.com website. And Shagoff, all the way out at 72-1 now. Opened at 20-1.
20-1.
Horse trained by Chad Brown. Jockey is Joel Rosario. I read an article this week by Steve Haskin, which you know Steve Haskin from the Blood Horse.
Yes.
Been doing it forever. He's really semi-retired, but he still does a blog for the Blood Horse.
Yes.
And he said two horses to look at that have really just had one bad race and done everything right otherwise, and that's Shagoff and Mohamed.
And Mohamed.
And we've got Kendrick back, is that right? Kendrick, you there?
I am here.
That sounds better.
That does sound better. Already sounds better.
So, Kendrick, you had mentioned Mohamed, you know, having that bad trip on a sloppy track. What are your weather people saying about when there may be rain that hits? Will we have a sloppy track?
Right now, it looks like the weather's going to hold up until after the Derby. That's the last report I heard. It's going to hold up until maybe that race right after the Derby might be a little wet. But this track holds water pretty well, so it could even rain and still be a fast track. So it's been draining really well. So I think it's going to be a fast track regardless.
Has this been one of the least eventful Derby weeks leading up to the race, you think, Kendrick, in the years that you've been covering it?
Yeah, because no one has scratched. Usually there's at least one scratch, but no one has scratched, and everyone looks like they're healthy coming in. And so, you know, there's a little bit of questions behind the scenes about Nyquist because he did train in Lexington and not here because, you know, it's just different. But, I mean, since he's gotten here, he's looked great on the track, and Doug O'Neill's been at ease of any trainer I've ever seen leading up to the Derby. So I don't think there's much worried about him. So I think everyone's coming in healthy, and it's going to be a good race.
Do you think there's a different feel to it this year because we had the Triple Crown winner last year? So that it's happened now. So the talk, there's no talk anymore of when will we see the Triple Crown winner? Is this the next super horse? Is it California Chrome? Is it, you know, such and such? That whole discussion isn't around this year.
Right. I wonder if I'm hoping that maybe if Nyquist does win the Derby, I think the talk will ramp up a little bit. But right now, it was kind of the thing that I was kind of wishing there wasn't a Triple Crown because at least people were still talking about it. And there was one. And now that it's happened, you know, people were kind of like, okay, it's happened. Let's move on to the next thing.
We're talking with Wave 3's Kendrick Haskins. He's live from Churchill Downs here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And I saw some people pick some interesting horses. There are so many picks this year. This is like one of the most wide open where you look at all the handicappers and everybody's saying something different. And Majesto, 62-1 right now on the Derby updated odds. And Jenny Reese, you know how many years she's been doing it?
Yes. Right.
She likes Majesto. Claire Novak from the Blood Horse likes Majesto. What's going on?
I mean, you could pretty much throw these names in a hat. Outside of Nyquist that everybody likes and maybe exaggerated to a certain extent, everyone else is like, yeah, I like that horse. Yeah, I like that. It's only been, like I said, it's only like two or three horses everyone's just completely thrown out. And even Danzig Candy, I like Danzig Candy. I just hate it that he's coming out of the 20.
Yeah.
But if he were, you know, more in the middle a little bit, I probably would pick him. But him being on the outside, kind of have to throw him out. But, yeah, this is as wide open of a field as I've seen in a long time.
Who's the most fun this week? Like, every time that I've gone, I come back with one that's like, oh, that was awesome. Like, 1 year Bob Baffert sat there and went through the entire story of his heart attack in Dubai. Like, he was talking to a cousin or something, a relative.
Yeah.
He's telling the story. Like, oh, my gosh, this is awesome. The other year, was Chip Woolley in the cast on his foot, and they drove cross country and all that. You know, that. So what was it this week? Like, what was your favorite story or funnest moment?
You know, there really hasn't been, you know, those wild stories. Bob Baffert has been very laid back. He's kind of like been like the old veteran that's just like out here just like telling stories. He's like not all that concerned about the race. He's like, if we win, great. If we don't, whatever. He'll be back. So yeah. He just won the Triple Crown, so it's like, yeah, whatever. And then Doug O'Neill has just been so laid back. And then Nyquist, he'll stop and he'll pose and take pictures. They're probably a little bit of the loony side, I would say, a little bit, has been the DeSormo brothers. They've been kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It seems like Kent has really taken on, like, that there's a lot on his shoulders because he wants to win it so badly for his brother.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't too happy with his post-draw.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that he says it would have been fine with the 12 or the – like he was saying, like, the post right next to it would have been fine. What's the difference?
He doesn't want to have to stand in the gate that long.
Okay.
That's what it is. And plus, I mean, like I said, exaggerator gets distracted very easily.
Yeah.
But, like, the first day when all the media was here for the Sormo – you know, it was Keith's first, you know, this is his first rodeo.
Yeah.
So he didn't, I don't know if he didn't expect so many people, but, like, he kind of freaked out. And then, like, when he settled down and realized, and we interviewed him, he was fine, and it was pouring down rain that day. But but if you drove by his barn as time went on, there's like caution tape and big barriers up around his tape. It's like, all right, calm down a little bit.
It's too much.
It's like his that extreme, and then you go to Doug O'Neill, and he almost will let you pet the horse.
Yeah,
you're taking selfies with Nyquist,
right? Yeah. Like American Pharoah last year, everybody was taking selfies with that horse.
Yeah, the veterans that have been through it, they know it's coming one way or the other. I mean, the people are going to be there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a horde anyway. You're going to get a lot of attention, so embrace it. Or freak out. Kent probably told him to have a drink.
Yeah, I think Kent's had, he had a few drinks at the bill pool the other day.
Kendrick,
one of my favorites is always Dale Romans. You know, he's always he's always laid back. He always tells you exactly what's on his mind. And so, I mean, he's very confident in it. So this is the first time he's had a Grade One winner coming into the Kentucky Derby. So he's very confident about his horse as well.
And they have to also like Oscar Nominated. Oscar Nominated is one of those horses that was not nominated, oddly enough, for the Triple Crown. So they had to pay the supplemental fee, 200 G's, just to run in the Derby.
Did you get to talk to Ken Ramsey this week?
I did not get over to
him. Oh, man.
He might be the one trainer out here that I haven't talked to. I tried to talk to Mahesto, trainer, but he's from Venezuela and his English is not very good. But we made the effort. But, I mean, he was extremely nice guy, but yeah, that was the only one that I haven't really talked to out here this year.
Let me tell you, for television's sake, if Ken Ramsey wins this Derby, it will be some of the best in the history of Derby TV.
I can't imagine.
But listen, Kendrick, he was on last week, and he said if he wanted, he would change his tombstone, because he said he's a businessman. He would change his tombstone from, made a lot of good deals, but I went in the hole on this one. And he'd take that off and put he won the Derby on it instead.
Dale Roman said if he wins the Derby, he's taking the trophy down to 4th Street and partying
with everybody. Oh! that's a close one. That'd be good, too. That would be a good one, too. Like the Stanley Cup or something.
I would imagine if the DeSormos win, you'd have to bleep out everything that comes
out. Yeah, if the DeSormos win, they'll be still going at the barn at 8 in the morning.
They're going to test that 7-second delay we have online.
No doubt. Well, Kendrick, but we can't let you go without asking you what you're going to do. What are you going to – who are you looking at?
All week I've been leaning towards Exaggerator. I'm still debating between the Exaggerator and Nyquist. I'm always the one. I hate to bet on the favorite. And I bet on the favorite last year, and, of course, it cashed in for me very little money. And so – I'm looking at Exaggerator. I think I'm going to make a little bit of money. And Mo Heyman. I think Mo Heyman's going to make some money across the board. So those are my three. I just haven't decided which order yet.
Well, Mo Heyman is there at, 12-1 right now, I believe? Yeah, 12-1. Nyquist, 2-1. Horrible odds. 5-1 right. Exaggerator. If that trifecta hits, you might make 20 cents or something.
I might make enough to put gas in the tank to get back to the station.
Right. Hey, Kendrick, thanks for taking time. Thanks for making the effort to get on another line, because you're clear as a bell now, and we were missing all the good stuff before, so I appreciate it.
This whole thing could easily be a cell phone commercial for the two different companies.
Thank you, Kendrick. Enjoy the Derby.
You. All right, y'all have a good one.
You too. Wave 3's Kendrick Haskins joining us there live from Churchill Downs on the backside here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Coming up here in 15 minutes, G.D. Euronymous from Keeneland, handicapper extraordinaire. We're going to talk to him about one of the greatest betting stories, the ones you dream about.
Yes.
We're going to talk to him here in just a few minutes. He's there at Churchill Downs as well. Hopefully, he has the cell phone company that Kendrick had for that second phone, because if not, we're out of luck. Because Churchill Downs is packed today. A lot of cell phone usage. We'll be back with more. You can give us a call. Tell us what your horse is. Give us your picks here. We need to know.
We need help.
Yeah, I don't. 381-1313. On the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play. But you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening, especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat. Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's faster horses, younger women, whiskey. It's Kentucky right there.
Yeah, that's today.
It is today.
That adequately describes today.
There will be a lot of very wobbly people out there today. No doubt about it. And folks starting so early.
Hopefully not the horses.
The last time I started my day that early in that fashion, I went to Georgia in 2009 to see Kentucky play with two of my friends who went to the University of Georgia, both much younger than me. And we staked our claim to a tailgating spot at like 7 a.m. Like there's a rush, like a gold rush. And Or not a gold rush, a land rush. But anyway.
I saw people running into the infield this morning.
Yeah.
Running in there.
And the game wasn't until 7 o'clock that night.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the last time I ever attempted to do anything like that. I wasn't 40 yet, but I wasn't 29 either.
Who won that game, Dan?
Kentucky.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I have pictures. I do remember it. I do remember it. But
you showed up at the perfect time for an at Georgia game.
Yes, I did. I haven't been back since.
I don't think they've won there since.
It was the crazy part about that game. Just we'll move on. But Washaun Ely had a toss to him to take the lead, to go ahead. Georgia was going to do what happens to Kentucky all the time. They were going to win, and Kentucky was going to mess up and lose the game. Uh-uh. Georgia fumbled.
Yeah.
Kentucky recovered. And then with Georgia's last attempt, maybe Sam Maxwell, I think, made an interception to seal the deal. But that, I mean, Kentucky was dead. Halftime, it was over. They weren't going to win. They were down like two touchdowns or something. And then that second half, bang, Derek Locke took one.
And that was Morgan Newton, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Morgan Newton played well. I mean, Morgan Newton won against Auburn and Georgia on the road that year.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought, well, you know, here we go. Anyway, we'll move on from football. Not much football news this week. A little bit of basketball news. We should bring this up because next week, next Thursday, I believe it is the NBA Draft Combine, and Marcus Lee got in. Marcus Lee initially was on the alternate list,
mm-hmm.
and now he has been invited. Be Tyler Ulis, Jamal Murray, Scalabissier, and Marcus Lee all invited May 11th through 15th. ESPN2 is going to show parts of the combine next Thursday and Friday. And then, well, Lee will have until May 25th to decide. Briscoe, he's working out for the Clippers today. We'll see. I think Briscoe's a lock to come back.
I do, too. And this is, you know, same topic but a little off, and I know we've probably talked about it before. And there's a lot of people, and I get where they come from, who are not big fans of the one and done.
Mm-hmm.
But how much money did Alex Poitras cost himself by returning to school?
Yeah.
Millions.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have left after his freshman season, he would have been drafted in the first round.
Yeah, it's like Scalabissier. I mean, he's projected first round, which sounds crazy after the season that we saw him have. But if he were to come back, he's going to lose money.
Lose money.
There's no doubt about it. Mitch Barnhart chosen to the
this was interesting.
NCAA selection committee.
And it's a five-year term.
Yes.
So he, for the next 5 years,
he's on that committee.
He's on that 10-person committee.
Now, I guess the rules are, because of conflict of interest, that you're not allowed to discuss your school. So the 10 people in the room, if one of the topics involves your school, you have to get out when they start talking about that. But you're still there to campaign for your school. You can campaign for plus you're also there. Like, all right, the seeding, they get ready to announce the seedings, and they say Kentucky's an 8 seed, and Mitch is sitting at the other end of the table. And all he's got to do is look that way and be like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Mitch has complained. You know?
Yes, this year.
Yeah. And Calipari, it doesn't matter. You give Calipari the number one overall seed, and he's going to go, I thought we got the number one overall seed, but then I look at the bracket, and then
we're not. Yeah.
We got the toughest of the number ones. Every year, he's going to
make
it.
They're
going
to let Louisville back in the tournament just to play us.
But it works. For him, the us against the world, I think, just is a good – it works. His team buys into it. That's kind of the mentality. Everybody hates us, but we're – you know, that's what we thrive on. It's worked from the beginning for him, and his players – they say what your players take on a bit of the coach's attitude. I think they at least buy into that. He says it enough and takes on that stance enough that it's helpful.
And no one's better in the offseason than to keep your name and your program talked about. So he's now released on his website the first part of a three-part series of things that he's written about his time at Kentucky already, the future. And it's just, all it is just a giant recruiting thing. But he keeps you keep bringing him up.
Mm-hmm.
You keep talking about him. And it's May.
Well, it's 1 week at a time. Like one week, the first week was like on the treadmill or on the elliptical.
Oh, that was awesome, though.
And Tyler Ulis was there. And like, what if I coach into my 70s? Could you imagine all the championships? That was great. It is recruiting. And then the workout video, pumping iron, you know, that you want to be like that. You can be jealous. You can be jealous if you want, but don't try this at home because you're not me.
And maybe my favorite picture tweeted out this week said, one of the greatest leaders of our time talking to Bill Clinton and Devin Booker. When Tyler Ulis, Devin Booker, and Bill Clinton were pictured talking to each other.
Right. No, he's a master at it. There's no doubt about it. He's a master at it.
I mean, he's out there straight up campaigning for someone to take Tyler Ulis higher than he's projected. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
That was a big part of that video was that, you know, him going, someone's going to take him in the first round. We're a lottery pick right over here, pointing at Tyler. I mean, he is 100% campaigning for that kid to get drafted much higher than he's projected to get drafted.
The part about the going back as far as like campaigning for someone, his introductory press conference, did you see the clips from back then? This week he's like looking back and it's all the clips. And he's like, I've already signed a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Stand up. And it's Brad. And to see him at 12 years old and remember what he looked like, you know, back then.
And now he's going
to
be playing.
Yeah. And even then Calipari goes, he could shoot, but we're going to have to play zone. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have G.D. Hieronymus, or at least we're going to try. He's at Churchill Downs, and, you know, the reception, you never know. So we're going to try and talk to him coming up here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Attention. This is a public notice from Citizens the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free, no-obligation consultation, call 800-475-5015. That's 800-475-5015. There are a vast number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-475-5015. 800-475-5015. That's Citizens Disability. 800-475-5015.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you can envision the garden of your dreams, we can bring your vision to reality. We're Springhouse Gardens. Let us help you select the flowers, shrubs, and trees to make your property the envy of your neighborhood. Visit our garden center off Harrodsburg Road, just 4 miles south of Man O' War. We're blooming 7 days a week. Springhouse Gardens, where buying plants is a walk in the park. Catch a glimpse online at springhousegardens.com or like us on Facebook.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Derby Day, putting together your bets, trying to decide. It's one of the most difficult years, I think. And trying to cut down the field, to narrow it down to something you can wager on without breaking the bank.
And sometimes you also just have to say, okay, I'm done thinking about it.
Yeah.
These are my horses. That's what I'm going with. Because you can so easily be swayed.
Well, the more you read and the more you hear, the more horses probably wind up in the mix. But so that's why we're going to talk to G.D. Aronimus, to give you more to think about. G.D., good morning. You're at Churchill Downs. Thanks for joining us on the Dan and Mary Jo Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be on with you all.
So, G.D., we were kind of talking earlier about this kind of being an uneventful Derby week as far as, you know, that historically someone's, you know, there's a horse that scratches or some jockey or trainer makes big news, acting crazy or saying something, but this has been a relatively calm, quiet week on the backside. GD?
Are you there? Do we not have him, Josh? Oh. Lost it? Okay, Josh is going to call him back. Yeah. Yeah, Churchill Downs.
I know.
Yeah, just having trouble.
It makes sense. There's a million people out there.
If there's one of the, you know, there's, I try not to worry about things that are out of my control. But if there's one thing I worry about, it's the ability to communicate. If, you know, God forbid something horrible to happen, that, you know, the most reliable way of the landline phone is
gone.
Yeah.
Do you have a landline?
I don't.
No, I don't either.
Why would I pay for that? I would never use it.
No. And you would only get phone calls from?
Yeah.
Telemarketers.
Exactly.
Or whatever. So, yeah. All right. I think we've got GD.
Got him back now?
Got GD back. GD, good morning. You're back?
Okay. Let's try this. I've switched positions. I'm in the media center here, and I thought for sure that we'd have great connectivity. So is this better?
Yes,
is better. Thank you so much. I was just saying, it's kind of been an uneventful week on the backside. Have you noticed that too?
It is. It's really not a whole lot to jump up and down about. You know, it's been a very very good week. You know, usually you get the Derby Day and a horse or two has moved on, scratched out of the race, but everything's been well done. And I tell you what, it couldn't be a better day for Kentucky Derby. You got a great field, and you talk about a wide-open event. It's one of those things that you look at, and you know, there's not really too many that you just can throw out that can't win this race.
Tell me how you go about it. Like, I know that you watch a lot of these races. You don't just, you know, read the sheets and handicap that way, but you actually watch some of these races as well. Being in your position, you've got access to every race across the country at any time, so...
Well, everybody's got access to all of those races. You got multiple sites, from the TDN, the Blood Horse, to KeenelandSelect.com, where you can actually wager as well there.
Yeah.
But you go in and you look at all these prep races leading in to today's race, and they're making their final runs in mostly grade ones all around, from the Woods to the Bluegrass, Toyota Bluegrass, to the Santa Anita Derby, Florida Derby. And most of those were off track or of sloppy racetrack, from New York to California to Florida. And then we had a fast racetrack at Central Kentucky. So you got a lot to put into that pool and mix it up and decide who's going to get the trip on a fast track, who had a bad race on that off track, and can you just mark a line through that? So I do. I get in and look at all of those races, and you want to look at everybody in the field, watch those replays multiple times, and then do some comparisons. And first and foremost is you want to get that breeding, that horse that can go a mile and a quarter, and it's got that stamina. And, you know, that last eighth of a mile, all these horses have gone, most all of them have gone a mile and an eighth, and it's that last eighth of a mile that can kind of smack them right between the eyes, and they'll stop. So there's a lot of elements to look at.
GD, is Mohamed one of those horses that you say, let's draw a line through the Florida Derby? And
I am.
Yeah.
He's my he's number one that I'm going to be keying around. I really thought a lot of him all the way up to that race, but you know, there's a couple of others that you can do that same thing with as well. That like a horse like Shagoff, who had won three in a row, including the Great Gotham, who had so much trouble in the wood on a muddy racetrack. A Bernardini colt out of an Unbridled Song mare, trained by Chad Brown. I read Ortiz. That horse is huge price, and it could be one of those that gets on the board. But I do like Mahaman, and I am going to put a line through that Florida Derby.
I look at, you mentioned the pedigree, and I look at Gunrunner, and what's there with him, and he's not a closer or anything, but he's tactical speed, and seems like a mile and a quarter.
Gunrunner's going to be one of those that's going to be right there in that first stalking pack, if you will, and he's coming out of the five hole, and I do like Gunrunner. I'm using Gunrunner in there. He has done nothing wrong. He's really looked excellent here all week at the track. You got a Steve Asmussen looking for his first Kentucky Derby. And yes, that breeding out of a Giants Causeway mare, Candy Ride, you would think is not going to have any trouble at all with getting that mile and a quarter.
There seems to be a lot of talk about Lonnie, and he's got pretty long odds on him right now, but he seems to be someone that's gaining, or a horse that's gaining some traction. People are liking him. What do you make of the UAE Derby winner?
I'm not really a fan of that, but you got to look at that horse in particular. But you know, when you look at its breeding, it's a Tappet. Tappet's the number one sire in the world right now, and commands a lot of respect. And those Tappets run very well out of the Sunday Silence mare, who Sunday Silence won this race, as you know. But he's been a little bit of a head case, as you probably heard all the media say, and they're a little concerned about what Lonnie is going to show up. But if he does show up, again, he's not one of those that you're going to completely mark a line through. You know, he could get up and take the race or get in the money.
Yeah, Lonnie has come down from 30-1 to 28-1, and Michael Hernan, the director.
Go ahead.
So Michael Hernan, the director of sales over there at Gainesway, he fully expects him to get a piece of it just because of the distance.
Right. Well, Michael's a great handicapper himself, and does a fantastic job over there at Gainesway. And again, it's kind of one of those wide open things that you go, all right, you got to quit betting them at some point, and who you're going to use and who you're not going to use. And at the end of that race, you're going to look back at that past performance or that pedigree and go, yep, you can make a case for that.
Now, are you working at all today, or are you just there strictly in a pleasure capacity?
No, I'm working again for the Kentucky Derby Museum.
Yeah.
If anybody's been to the museum, there's a film. It's called The Greatest Race, 360 in the round. And last year, the film was completely reshot, and I was here for 5 days shooting last year. And so I'm back on that crew this year and doing the finish of the race and the winner's circle. So it is an update.
That sounds like a good time. That sounds like fun right there. Being out, getting in those positions where you can get those really good shots. Videographer, yeah.
I'm at the about the eighth pole, just up past the finish line on the rail. So we're in position, and we're actually shooting a few other scenes today in preparation, obviously getting ready for the shot. Last year, I was at the starting gate. Shooting the entire load of all the horses in one of the many shots, but I'm talking particularly during the race.
Yeah.
And we'd take the camera down, switch lenses, and go and shoot the whole winner's circle, American Pharoah. So it's one of those things that I encourage everyone to get to the Kentucky Derby Museum and enjoy that film. It plays every single day, and it's 360 in the round, all 4K digital cinema. It's absolutely spectacular, and I'm honored that they have hired me to come and assist.
Hey, before we let you go real quick, I just wanted to know, because some people don't know this, but you know, years ago, maybe, 1999, I think, you hit the pick six in the Breeders' Cup. That thing was worth $3 million. And I just want to know what was your reaction? Like, how did you react to that?
Well, I am, of course, was working with Hammond Productions at the time, in which we produced the Breeders' Cup news feed for them. And I've attended actually 22 total Breeders' Cup myself, and always put a pool together for all the crew put some money in and do a pick six, and we've done it for several years, and just kind of fun to do. And that day, it all just came together. I had all week. I was at Gulfstream all week and had a chance to really dive into all the races and handicap it properly. And when Cat Thief turned for home and scored, that was one of those horses, as you can read anywhere. My brother gave me that horse. I wouldn't have never used it, but I fully take credit for five of those out of six. My brother John gave me number six, and it was surreal. You know, you're still working. You're shooting interviews with Pat Day and Lucas after the race, and you're looking at the tote board going, is that real, you know? And, but it was a lot of fun. It helps a lot of folks out, and it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. As you can imagine, it's awfully tough to hit six in a row.
No kidding. Yeah,
that's why we've never done it.
Hey, well, good luck today with both getting those shots and cashing tickets, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Enjoy talking to you. Thanks a lot. Have a great Derby day.
Thanks. Keeneland's Director of Broadcasting, G.D. Hieronymus, joining us here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We'll get to a break. We'll be back with the track announcer for Charlestown Racing, Paul Espinosa. Wait till you hear his story. It's very cool.
Better call Paul next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Guys, did you know that Mom and Dad are giving away a free cat?
What? I want a kitten.
No, let's get a puppy.
No. They aren't giving away a kitten. They're giving away an Arctic cat from MLS Power Sports.
Oh. But Mom said something about a cat in a hat.
Yay, I love Dr. T.
No, Grace, I know what she's talking about. There's not going to be a cat in a hat. You have to wear a hat inside an Arctic cat to try to win.
Right. All people have to do is go down to MLS Power Sports in Georgetown, put on a free hat, get an Arctic cat, get a picture of it, and tag ESPN Radio LEX on Facebook to enter. Then in 6 weeks, ESPN Sports Huddle comes back to pick the winner of the free Arctic cat.
Cool. For more information, check out our Facebook page.
Or our website, mlspowersports.com.
Ride rough.
Ride tough.
But most of all, ride victoriously. I still think we need a kitten.
Question, would you seat your three-year-old child on a windowsill? And would you seat them in a car seat that's not the correct one? Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. More info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Julie Bowen, and I'm here to tell you it's impossible to beat cancer alone. It takes researchers, doctors, donors. It takes community. It takes love and support and collaboration and persistence and resolve. It takes people like me and you. That's why Stand Up to Cancer and all our supporters are asking for your help. Let's beat cancer together. Join the movement now at standuptocancer.org.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, there's another NBA coaching vacancy. Grizzlies fired coach Dave Yeager. GM Chris Wallace said the decision wasn't about Yeager's in-game coaching, added that being an NBA coach is more than just coaching 48 minutes a game. It's unlikely Warriors superstar Steph Curry plays in Game 3 tonight against the Blazers, according to coach Steve Kerr. Curry's been out with a sprained MCL. After dropping the first two games in Oakland, how does Portland get a W tonight? ESPN's Brendan Haywood has some ideas.
It's all about spacing now. It's no longer about one-on-one and just dribbling the ball. It's about spacing, moving the ball, and can you create driving lanes? Golden State does it better than anybody else. Portland could possibly catch up to them if they sub Allen Crabbe in the game, because Mo Harkless and Aminu, they're both very good players, but together they do a lot of similar things, and the lane becomes very cluttered with both those guys on the court.
Portland welcomes Golden State, 7:30 Eastern ESPN Radio, 8:30 Eastern on ABC, rather. Raptors and Heat tied up at a game apiece, meet in Game 3 in Miami, 5 Eastern on ESPN. Tonight could be the end of the line in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the President's Trophy-winning Capitals in Game 5 against the Penguins. Washington down 3-1, 1-7 its last 8 playoff series versus Pittsburgh. Star center Tyler Seguin, right wing Mike Eaves, both with lower body injuries, probably won't play in Game 5 today versus the Blues. That series is tied 2-2. Predators visit the Sharks in Game 5. Series knotted up at 2 games apiece. Home team 4-0 so far in that series. Nyquist, 3-1 favorite for the Kentucky Derby, starts from the number 13 post.
Golden State continues their quest for a repeat. Standing in their way, Damian Lillard and the surprising Trailblazers. Warriors, Blazers Game 3, presented by GoDaddy. Tonight, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children. Offices Lexington.
If you want to be successful at your job, you have to have an advantage. At HelpWantedLexington.com, our advantage is the hometown advantage. The advantage local people have when they work where they live. Nobody connects them with local hometown employers better than we do. And nobody has a better selection of local job openings either. Jobs with that hometown advantage. Apply online today and put it to work for you. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
No matter if your vehicle is personal or business, Fleet Doc will take care of it with a 24-month nationwide guarantee on all parts and labor as a TechNet professional member. Even complimentary roadside assistance is available should you break down. Fleet Doc has everything to be your trusted vehicle doctor.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bing-ba, bing-ba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
1923. A new car costs $265. A gallon of milk, 56 cents. The average price for a home, $7,800. 1923. The year Hearst Business Supply opened its doors. A local company putting local dollars back into the community. Hearst Business Supply is a third-generation family-owned business. We've advanced, too, with more than office products. Hearst now sells break room supplies, advertising specialty items, even Keurig products, and more. Hearst Business Supply is still here, serving the community. Bigger isn't always better. 91 years later, it still rings true.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
West Virginia. That's where our next guest is from.
Mountain Mama.
Yeah. We're not playing this song because we're big John Denver fans.
Speak for yourself.
Now, what game was it? Didn't they play that this year? West Virginia beat somebody. Did they upset Kansas maybe over there? Paul can tell us. Paul Espinoza joins us now on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. He is the track announcer at Charlestown. Is that right? Who did they beat big this year that they played that country roads and everybody was singing it? Do you remember, Paul?
We beat Kansas at home.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that was the big one. We knocked off number one.
Yeah.
That was definitely today. Certainly all the focus is on my old Kentucky home, though. So I hope the sun keeps shining bright down there.
Absolutely. Well, Paul is from West Virginia, went to the University of West Virginia University, and then he is now the track announcer at Charlestown Racing there in West Virginia.
But he spent time in Lexington.
Oh, yeah. He lived here for a while and has connections here, as they say, in the horse business. But, Paul, I want to start with, if you could, tell us. Well, first, let's everybody should know that Paul's family is all into horse racing, like from your grandfather to your father, right?
That is correct. Yeah, we're four generations.
Four generations. But tell us how you became the announcer at Charlestown, how that whole process went, because you used to be a TV sports guy like us, and right. And then you took a little hiatus there, and then now you're where you are.
Yeah, it's been a windy road, that's for sure. Not something that I ever really had in my wildest dreams even Like you mentioned, I was in the TV side of things, then took a little foray into real estate down there in Lexington. And all the while, you know, I kept my connections in the TV industry, kind of kept my foot in the door a little bit. And then lo and behold, last year, I was just scrolling on Twitter and saw something about a contest for America's Next Race Caller. And I don't mean to make it sound bigger than what it is, but, you know, it sounds pretty cool, America's Next Race Caller. And so I was like, oh, you know, what the heck? So what you had to do was submit a call of American Pharoah's first ever win, which came at Del Mar Race Course out in California. And basically they would, you know, choose the top three finalists, and the finalists would head out to San Diego and compete. They'd be judged by, you know, four of the best race callers in the country, and the winner would be declared America's Next Race Caller. And so lo and behold, I was fortunate enough to make it out there and to win that. Got to call the last race that day at Del Mar. And that was a thrill, having Trevor Dimon kind of looking right over your shoulder while you while you call your first ever horse race.
Yeah.
And then luckily after that, the job came open here at Charlestown, which is my hometown, and the rest is history. So I've been going at it since January.
Paul, I can't think of anything in sports broadcasting that is more difficult, would be more difficult than calling a horse race. What, talk about the preparation that goes into that, because I know we all hear the call of the Derby, but Travis Stone has to call 10 or 11 other races that day too. I mean, he's not just focused on learning the silks and the numbers of all of those 20 horses. He's got other races to do all day long. Talk about the preparation that goes into a day at the track.
Well, to use a little TV jargon, it is like doing just continuous live shots throughout the day, because you don't know. You know, we like having that teleprompter, and you know, whenever that teleprompter is not there and you're just kind of going off the cuff, there is a lot of preparation that's required. I just got a little taste of it myself, but we just had our biggest day of racing up here at Charlestown. It was the $1.25 million Charlestown Classic. And so, you know that you have that big race coming later in the day, but you have a nice card of stakes races and allowance races beforehand that you want to do a good job at as well. So, you know, I found myself, you study the silks. I felt very confident that I was going to know the silks and the trainers and the jockeys that were going to be running in the Classic. But then you really do have to keep your mind on business and have to have a short memory, because you memorize the horses for one race, and then the race is over and you have to basically wipe your mind of those horses and focus on the next batch. And so it's not an enviable task today for Travis, because again, that's it is the biggest of them all. And so to have not just the fact that you have that looming, but then you know that there are 20 horses looming and that the world is going to be listening. It is it's a very tough task, and one that I have gained a new appreciation for, without a doubt.
But you love it, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's just been awesome. I'm fortunate enough that Charlestown is not only my hometown, but it's also one of the few tracks that races year-round. In fact, it's really the only track that races year-round, which means that, you know, there's no really bouncing around from, let's just say, Keeneland to Churchill to Turfway to Ellis Park to Kentucky Downs. You know, I'm just here. And so that makes it pretty cool that you're not having to live the nomad life and kind of bounce around. And plus, because you have so many races, you get a lot of repetitions, and so it gives you a chance to really improve and kind of hone your skills a little bit. So I'm very happy to be where I'm at right now.
Makes it easier for you to start a family right away.
Absolutely, that helps too.
Okay, I have to ask you about your Twitter handle, because it's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
So how'd you come up with that?
Well, I was late to the bandwagon on Breaking Bad, but then obviously as millions have found out, it was just, you know, one of the best shows on television. And so once, you know, you heard about Better Call Saul about to come out, I was like, oh, well, that's, you know, obviously was looking forward to that. And then it kind of coincided with, once I made the jump into the race calling business, I was, you know, beginning to think a little bit about it. And then once I officially got the job at Charlestown, I was like, all right, time to pull the trigger. Got to come up with something clever. So it's Better Call Paul, but I spelled better, B-E-T-T-O-R, which, yes, again, in reference to the wagering world. So I was pretty, not gonna lie, I was pretty happy with it whenever I came up with it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Brilliant.
I've gotten a lot of compliments about it.
It's good.
It's good.
It's like those Guinness commercials. Remember those? And they would just say, brilliant.
Yes.
That was good.
I appreciate the love.
So I imagine you are a horse player, having been in the horse business four generations now, and now, of course, a race caller. It is your career. So How much have you looked to try to handicap today's Derby?
I've poured a lot of time into it, for sure. I've gone back and watched replays on all the major prep races, and this is truly one of my favorite days on the calendar. I mean, every year for as long as I can remember. Really, I feel like the first Derby that I was really dialed into was 2001, and then ever since then, I've just been hooked. That was the year with Monarcos, Point Given, and so really since then, I've been dialed in, and so I've been looking over it. I'm pretty much in agreement with everyone who says that this is one of the most wide open derbies in recent memory. And I feel like if you aren't going with Nyquist, there are just a slew of contenders that you can choose. However, I am going with Nyquist.
Oh.
I am.
Well, see, Monarcos was the one that you were. You should be going with a gray today.
You're right. There are a lot to choose from, a lot of very good ones to choose from. And I was dead against Nyquist when he ran there in Lexington at the Breeders' Cup. I was still there in Lexington at the time, and I didn't like him a lick. And the way that he won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, six wide into the first turn, three wide around the far turn, and to do that on the short stretch there at Keeneland, and the part that really impressed me the most was when Swipe, who's trained by Keith DeSorma, who will have Exaggerator later today, when he came to him at the wire, after the race, Nyquist still didn't let him by. And so he's 7-for-7. He's undefeated. He seems like he just has that heart, that will, that desire that the great ones have to just not let other horses by. So I don't feel like we've seen his best. I feel like, again, speed figure-wise, he's not going to be a standout. And in a 20-horse field, again, you feel like you're doing the wrong thing by taking the favorite. But here the last 3 years, American Pharoah, California Chrome, Orb, all favorites, all of one. So when other people are trying to zag, I'll go ahead and take the zig. I think Nyquist is going to be tough to beat.
So if Nyquist wins, there's also a place in a show. Is there a horse that's maybe off the beaten path or that's got longer odds that you like to at least hit the board?
I'd say that Destin at the 15-1 morning line, again, I feel like I haven't actually seen the updated odds this morning, but I'd imagine he would be pretty close to that. He's a horse that in a day and age where we're seeing a lot of different trends being bucked in the Kentucky Derby, whether it's the layoffs or likely race campaigns, how many prep races you have. He's coming in off a long layoff. He hasn't raced since March 12th in the Tampa Bay Derby. But Todd Fletcher, obviously one of the best in the country, saw him win a big one yesterday with Carolina off a long layoff. So I think that horse might get ignored a little bit because of that layoff, but it seems to be the new thing that trainers are doing. Obviously, they're giving their horses time and bringing them up to a big race fresh. So I'd say that Destin at 15-1, and then obviously for us newsies, sudden breaking news. I've really enjoyed watching that horse run. His race in the Southwest three races back was just phenomenal. He's going to love the track, and if the pace is hot, he's going to be rolling late. He's 20-1 on the morning line, and he's another kind of longer shot that I'd say would be my second and third picks.
Talking to Charlestown track announcer Paul Espinoza on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Destin has now gone the other way, 20-1, from 15-1 down to 20. Todd Pletcher, though, 1-for-43. He's had 43 starters. Super Savers has been his only winner. He also has Outwork. I hear people liking Outwork. It's hard for me to like Outwork. I don't know. I just... What is your take, Paul, on Outwork?
I'm hearing the same things that you're hearing, that he seems to have won Derby week. He's won the lead up to the race. That in terms of how he's been training, he's a big, good-looking horse, and it's Todd Fletcher's John Velasquez. I feel like if anybody from the Wood Memorial does anything today, I'm not going to have a good day at the windows because it was one of the slowest runnings of that race. It was obviously in the mud, but I couldn't, the maiden, the Trojan Nation, who's 50-1 on the morning line, he ran second to Outwork, and he was all out to beat him. Again, fast track, he's doing well. You have great connections, but like you mentioned, those numbers for Todd in the Derby aren't spectacular. And that's kind of why I feel like Destin is, a little bit more appealing to me because, this is just, it's not something that Todd has done. He's typically, followed the, you take one of those final major steps, whether it's the Bluegrass, the Wood, the Arkansas Derby, Santa Anita Derby. You take one of those final preps. He skips that prep with Destin, and so he's trying a little something different. We'll see if that's something that ends up working out and maybe moves Destin up a little bit. I was happy. I guess I'm happy to hear that he's 20-1 because again, you get Todd Fletcher, you get Javier Castellano. You're not going to get 20-1 on those two anywhere in the country for the rest of the year. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Paul, I want to get your take on this. For so many years, we talked about how much horse racing needed a Triple Crown winner, to really inject some life into the sport. Well, they got it. We got it last year with American Pharoah. How do you think that has changed the way people are looking at this year's Derby? Is there slightly less excitement because now we've seen it, it's happened, and so we're not waiting for this long drought. We're not talking about could this be the next super horse? Could it be Nyquist? Or do you think people want to be there from the beginning and see where perhaps another Triple Crown winner gets a start?
I feel like it's tough for me to kind of gauge from being inside the beltway, if you will, being in it each and every day. You know, when I talk to my friends who aren't exactly huge horse racing aficionados, I'd say that there probably would be a little less anticipation of, can they do it? Can they do it? It's been 37 years. Is the wait finally, is it finally going to happen? But I feel like the one thing that does kind of help in the grand scheme of things is just kind of how, we love the bright, shiny thing. And right now that's what the Derby has become. It's become just this fashion, this celebrity, just a spectacle that it really transcends the sport. And it's something where you see all the big stars are going to be there, probably Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, you name them, they're going to be there today. So I feel like it has that star power from what I've heard, betting wise across the country, numbers are up. The number of foals are up across the country. So that means that more people are breeding, hoping to find that next American Pharoah. But in terms of the anticipation, it will be very interesting to see what kind of numbers NBC ends up getting today on the broadcast, because knowing that you've already kind of seen American Pharoah break that slump, will it have the positive impact? It seemed to have the impact at the end of last year, but now that the stars have, he's faded and he's enjoying his life there at Coolmore, will the next batch of stars be able to kind of invigorate that fan base again, that we might have picked up some new fans from American Pharoah? So it will be interesting to see kind of how the numbers end up doing this Triple Crown season.
Yeah, because it's not a star necessarily horse. Nyquist undefeated, but not in the same way. The feeling, definitely not the same feeling as California Chrome or American Pharoah.
But now if he wins today.
Oh, yeah. If he wins today, it'll be different.
Yes, I think so.
Make a huge difference. Then he'll be, Triple Crown talk
yes.
will begin. But I am going against Nyquist all the way. I'm going. Yeah. I like Creator. Really, really like Creator. And he's going to be my key horse. And then I can't throw Nyquist out, but.
You probably have to put him at least in your
exotics. Yeah, have to. I mean, he's just too talented. I think Paul is right as far as that goes. He's just too talented of a horse. But we'll see. It's crazy. I mean, there are other people who are saying, other national handicappers who are saying, weakest favorite in a long time. Not going to use him at all and anywhere. So you never know. That's what's so great about the Derby.
Absolutely. That's what I like to tell people. I've spent umpteen hours studying this, watching replays and whatnot, and yet there's going to be someone today there wearing a fancy hat, and he or she is going to love the color of a horse or love the jockey silk.
Yep.
He or she's going to pick the winner, and I'm going to be stuck here, just counting my losses and licking my wounds, because that's the great thing about the Derby. It's the greatest 2 minutes in sports, and I truly believe that. It's going to be a great day regardless, and just obviously hope for safe trips for everybody, and everybody comes back happy and healthy.
Well, you might be out money for a ticket, but at least you won't be out $13 for a mint julep.
There you go. Exactly. Got to find my Derby glass, that's for sure.
Would calling the Derby, Paul, be like, would that be your ultimate, thing when you hit your pillow at night and close your eyes? Would that be the ultimate?
It's. I'd say that at this point, it's something that I've that's definitely crossed my mind. And again, this, I'd say, a year ago it wouldn't have been, but now that you're in the business and you're in the race calling business, I'd say that is on the bucket list, to be able to say that you're one of the few that's gotten to call it. And I'm fortunate enough to call Larry Comas, who called the race for NBC, as well as Travis Stone, who will call it for Churchill. They've been awesome. I was getting texts from both of them before my Charlestown Classic, which felt like my Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
I only had 10 horses to deal with. So yeah, to be able to call that and follow in the shoes of some truly great announcers, it would be awesome. But I realize that it's a long way away before I have to start worrying about that, luckily.
Still very young and off to a great start. Thanks for joining us, Paul, and congrats on everything and living the dream, baby.
Well, Dan, Mary Jo, I really appreciate you guys having me on. And yes, it's been awesome. You guys enjoy your day and say hi to all our friends back there in Lexington.
Will do. Thanks, Paul. Follow him at Better Call Paul, BETTOR, Call Paul.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then coming up here, special guest. We'll tell you who next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Rosillo and Canal.
I do think if you call yourself a traveling photographer, you should probably leave the house.
The show is Dr. Ken and Ken Jeong.
Or you could be a stay-at-home photographer you want.
When you were practicing medicine, were you funny? Like, were you...
No, I mean...
You have 6 months till your birthday.
I didn't want to be like Patch Adams. It's not like saying, oh, you got herpes, but I got your nose. Honk, honk. It wasn't like that.
Rosillo and Canal. 1-4 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We've all seen stories of conflict that ended with peace. We've seen stories of hunger end in abundance. We've seen stories of sickness end in healing. We see stories of fear, despair, and poverty, but they can end with courage, hope, and love. With you. Together, with God's love, we are greater than hardship in the world. When we're united, we can overcome adversity and make a lasting difference for those who need it most. Be a part of writing a story that's greater than poverty and help communities give children hope for a brighter future. Learn how at worldvision.org.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play. At the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Looking up, I see Todd Shrupp working for LEX18 this weekend. I guess he does that every year.
Yes.
Because, I mean, TVG, TVG now owns, I think, Horse Racing Network, right?
I think so, but I don't think they have any of the rights to the stuff today.
Right. Like, they can't show any of that because of NBC.
Mm-hmm.
But, Horse Racing Network, like, I think Time Warner, I saw, like, just your basic or whatever. TVG couldn't show the Oaks.
Yeah.
So just like a basic cable, your regular cable on Time Warner, you couldn't watch the Oaks.
You have to have the NBC Sports Network.
Right. You could not watch the Oaks yesterday, which is just, it's not right
to
me.
By the way, a slight upset in the Oaks.
Yeah, Catherine Sophia. But I don't know. I mean, Weep No More was way long odds. That was a big upset when Weep No More beat Catherine Sophia and Rachel's Valentina in the Ashland at Keeneland. But off of that, Weep No More was installed as the favorite, and I don't think anybody was buying that. Catherine Sophia and Rachel's Valentina were two that I heard that they thought, folks thought would do really well.
With no Songbird, it just changed right. The whole complexion of the race.
That was a nice little trifecta, superfecta.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with a few different ways to go. Like, there are one that I had never thought of before that I read about on this website called americasbestracing.com,
yes.
Which I tweeted about this last night on what a great site it is.
They used to travel around to all the different races
right.
and help people bet.
Exactly. It is owned by the Jockey Club. It's supported by the Jockey Club. And it's all about trying to make it, it's an outreach. It's mm-hmm. like trying to make it more fan friendly, trying to get more people involved, trying to ramp up enthusiasm about racing. It has like four sections, like the sport, just talking about horse racing, like the gambling aspect of it, the lifestyle, fashion, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like you could go, there are great, great resources and websites on horse racing. Our local ones, like Kentucky.com, the Lexington Herald Leader, CourierJournal.com, they do a good job. But like the Blood Horse and the Daily Racing Form and some of those do great. But as far as, let's say you want to go right now and go bet a race on a Saturday that it's Remsen or whatever, okay? And you just know that it's a Derby prep race, you just want to go bet it. Well, if you go to those other places, it's not so easy to find the morning line odds, the numbers of the horses, mm-hmm. the trainer and the jockey, all listed right there in a grid for you with the name of the racetrack, the race number
which you need,
the race number that it is, and the post time, Eastern, Central, Pacific, whatever. Just all the essential information and who will be carrying it. Will it be on NBCSN? Do you have to watch TVG? What will it be on? But just the essentials that you need to know to watch and wager on that race if you live in Lexington even. I mean, for not everybody is deep into horse racing. There are so many casual fans at different levels.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I'm an upper level, still casual fan. I mean, I get into it a little bit, but I'm not in the business that way. So I'm not going to necessarily, I may bet some of the Derby prep races, whereas others may not do anything until the Derby.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I know the race number right off. So it just keeps you from having to go to that racetrack site or whatever. America's Best Racing puts it all right there, and they give you a betting strategy based on how much you want to bet. Like if from $10 to $20 to $50 is how they lay it out. Even for today, for the Derby, if you just want to bet $10, it tells you, here's some ways we would go about it. And it gives you suggestions. And it does that for all the bigger races, Derby prep season especially. So they're really good about that. Which leads me to one of the wagers that I'm going to try today that I never tried before, or I'm thinking about anyway. I said I like Creator.
Yes.
Well, instead of making Creator the first horse in my exacta, make him the second horse and put all above him. So it's one bet that you're making 19 times. So 19 horses in the field, or 20 horses in the field. So you got Creator on top with everybody else and Creator on the second line. Everybody else on the first line and Creator on the second line. So if Creator doesn't win but comes in second, you still hit the exacta.
But what if Creator wins? You still hit it?
You hit another bet that you placed on Creator.
Okay.
You lose that one.
Okay.
So you're betting against yourself, and it's kind of to try to cover your tracks is what I'm saying. You would still hit the exacta. And the exacta, $1 exacta in the Kentucky Derby, as long as it's not two horses of single-digit odds, it's still going to pay.
Oh, yes.
Decent.
Yeah.
It's going to cover the $19 you spent on that and help you get back the money that you lost on those trifectas and exactas and win tickets that you bet on. So that's one way to do it. I may or may not do it. Depends on what's left in my budget when I'm done figuring out everything I want to go with. Because normally you would never bet three or four horses to win. Like, you wouldn't you wouldn't go into a race and then pick three
horses. You're guaranteed to lose three out of four.
Right.
At least.
But when there's this many talented horses and the odds, I mean, these odds are crazy right now on some of these guys. Like we said that, like Oscar nominated is 39-1, Lonnie 28-1. I mean, Lonnie could win it. Whitmore is a horse people like 33-1.
What about Mohamen? Still 10-1?
Mohamen's 12-1.
Yeah, I mean,
that's still good.
That's still good.
A $10 bet on 12-1. What is that? $60, I think? Something like that? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I don't. I never really have been able
to. You get five times that. Yes, you get five times that. It's $60. So a $10 bet, you get $60 back on Mohamen. You're not going to get
until
that.
Until the last race, everybody thought.
Yeah. You just were listed as something. Pat Forty's pick was out work. Mm-hmm. 28-1.
Yeah.
Chagoff.
But started at 15-1.
Yeah. Chagoff, 72-1. Bob Baffert's horse, 11-1. Mahesto, two handicappers I've seen, Jenny Reese and Claire Novak from the Blood Horse, both like Mahesto, 62-1 right now.
That's crazy.
You would get five times that for a $10 bet.
That's insane.
Five times that. So that's what makes it.
Yeah. So Nyquist is still, I assume, 2-1, 3-1, something like that, 5-2.
Nyquist is, what spot was he in? He's 2-1. Exaggerator has gone down to 5-1.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to a break, and on the other side, our special guest will be Ken Spencer from WHAS 11, our friend in Louisville.
And we will also reveal our picks for the Kentucky Derby coming up in a few minutes on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty. Something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Health, recreation, transportation, safety, whatever your reason is for riding, ride with the Bluegrass Cycling Club. With 1,000 members, you'll never have to ride alone, and you'll be able to experience the beauty of Central Kentucky while improving your health. Whether you're an experienced rider, just beginning, or even considering, the Bluegrass Cycling Club has rides and instructional classes to fit every need. For more information, go to bgcycling.net today. Registration for the Horsey 100 is now open. Register early and save. bgcycling.net.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Whiskey for my man, baby.
beer for my horses.
Who was it that was drinking beer, feeding him Guinness? Was it California Chrome that liked Guinness?
I don't know.
Orb? I don't know. Maybe Kent knows. Kent Spencer from WHAS 11 in Louisville joining us now on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Kent, do you remember which horse it was that drank Guinness? They would give him Guinness? Was it Patty Prado or something, maybe?
Maybe an Prado. That sounds about right. I'm not 100% sure about the Guinness. I don't know, you know, if I want my horse all hopped up on alcohol.
Right. Right. Might not run straight.
Yeah.
Like, what, Lonnie? Is that right?
Let me tell you something. That horse is a train wreck. And a massive horn dog.
Is that right?
I'm not joking. I mean, he likes, let me tell you something, during that Oaks and Derby training session, Lonnie liked the ladies. and how about this, another one with Lonnie. So they have him scheduled, not this week, but last week, they have him scheduled for his work.
Yeah.
So they're working him, all right? The Japanese jockey, Yutaka Taki, flew in to ride him for this work.
Yeah.
They were supposed to go 6 furlongs. After 3, Lonnie just shut her down. Not the jockey. The horse just said, I'm done, and just shut her down. Just quit. Afterwards, the jockey said, I asked him about it, stuff like that, and they're like, you know, we don't know when he wants to run, but if he decides to run on the day of the Derby, we think we have big chance.
You talkie-talkie, everyone. Well, he gets it honest, because I saw...
By the way, that was with an interpreter, so it was amazing.
Yeah. I got to see Tappet a couple weeks ago, and everything I heard about him, I saw him, but then they told me that he's... let's just say Lonnie gets it honest. Tappet's Mr. Lover-Lover. You know, he's an aggressive guy, so... But, you know, a couple of these other Tappet horses, Creator and Mo Heyman, I kind of like them a little bit. What did you see of them this week?
Well, I mean, I thought, you know, you're always kind of looking for who looks the best and stuff like that. I mean, I think the two horses that really stuck out to me this week and just kind of, you know, took you back just a little bit, I thought the way that Mo Heyman went over the track and worked, he really looked good. And Exaggerator looked really good over the track. And then it had a chance. See, I've already been at the track this morning. We had our morning show this morning, so I talked to a bunch of trainers.
Yeah.
And had a chance to talk to Kieran McLaughlin. And I'm telling you right now, there is and I've talked to Kieran before a lot of his Derby runs. He's never been this confident before a Derby.
Mm.
You know, he really is. Throwing that performance from Mo Heyman away in that Florida Derby, he thinks he's got a big chance today to capture his first Derby.
And you can make some money on him. I don't know. I don't know how you can leave him out of Exotics just because he's up. You know, he'll be 10-1, 12-1, 14-1, something like that when the race goes off. And this is a horse that before the Florida Derby, I mean, people were still talking about Nyquist, but not the way they were talking about Mo Heyman.
He was like 6-5 favorite in the Florida Derby.
Yes.
Yeah, he was the favorite. He was the favorite going in. And I'll tell you this, you know, it's funny. I'm thinking about maybe changing it because I was going to leave Mo Heyman out of all my exotics. And I know that sounds crazy, but like if I had 4 horses that I was going to throw it in on, you know, I think you have to put Nyquist. I think you're crazy not to. Exaggerator was who I was going to throw in there. And other than Exaggerator, I really like Dunrunner from yeah. Steve Asmussen. And my long shot that I was going to throw in there was Mo Tom. Just because watching that Louisiana Derby with Mo Tom,
yeah.
He was coming like an absolute freight train and got stopped. Like he almost had to come to a dead stop twice and still got 4.
Yeah.
So
he got stopped like twice in that race.
No, yeah. And dead stopped on the stretch run, you know, the critical point in the race, and still got 4th. So that is either a huge knock on Louisiana horses that were down there at the fairgrounds that day, or this cat can move. He's got Corey Lannery on him,
And Lannery, you know, there's nobody that knows Churchill Downs better than that guy.
Right. He had a good meet at Keeneland, too, coming off a good meet.
Yeah.
So, Kent, sometimes in our business, you kind of root for what might be the best story at the end of the day or the best soundbite. How fun would it be to watch the DeSormo brothers together in the winner's circle?
Let me tell you something. I got an axe to grind with Kent DeSormo.
Well, he's on the phone with us right now. Go ahead.
Yeah. But we interviewed him live after the draw. And on live TV, okay, I asked him, I said, what'd you think about it, his draw? And, you know, I don't know what I can and can't get by with on radio, so I'm not going to repeat it. But, you know, it's like he was like, it sucks. You know, you could finish the sentence. And he said it, and my man dropped it three times.
Oh, my gosh.
And finally, after the third, you know, you have to try to, you know, you have to try to...
rein him back in.
Yeah, you got to rein him back in. And, you know, before the interview, you couldn't tell, but at some point during the interview, you know, I could tell my man was lit like a Christmas tree. And I'm like, man, you're a train wreck. And I almost threw Exaggerator out. But the way that he's looked on the track, you know, I've got to keep him in. So, you know, for me, one of the really cool stories is I think it would be awesome if a guy like Dale Roman, with Brody's Cause, won the Derby because he wants it so bad. He's from Louisville. You know, he grew up at Churchill Downs. I think that's a great story. You know, any of the Kentucky guys, the McLaughlin brothers and stuff like that. I mean, you know, Kieran's brother Tony sold me a thing of golf clubs for my daughter. So, I mean, you know, I'm in with them.
Yeah.
Ken Ramsey's the same way for me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, with Dale and stuff like that, I saw him today. And, you know, he's feeling good. I mean, he had a couple buttons undone. He had the chest hair flowing. In fact, I had to do an unbutton. I had to join him in.
You couldn't let it just be. You're like, hey, come on, you're challenging my manhood over here. Come on now.
You've got to let it out of its cage. You can't tuck that chest hair in.
No.
Let it breathe.
Maybe, you know, put an ornament on it right there, big chain. You got to have something there to draw the attention to it even more, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Now, you had your girls out there yesterday morning, right?
Yeah, they came and they got to pet a horse, not a derby horse, but they got to pet a horse. So they were completely blown away by that.
Yeah, I bet.
So they love it. It's become, since I moved to Louisville and have been, you know, covering the Derby the way I have, come to the track almost every day for two straight weeks, it's really kind of become a tradition for us. I bring them out every year. And just so they can see and look and stuff like that. I mean, we got pictures of them every year out here, and they absolutely love it. It's become a tradition. They don't forget. They know when it's come Derby time, they want, Daddy, when are we going to get to go see the horses?
Yeah.
So, that's how we make new horse racing fans.
Right there, yeah.
That's how it happens. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right.
They know that Daddy is not home as much as he was over these next 2 weeks, and that must mean it's time for us to go see the horses. Hey, but let's be honest, Kent. Let's be honest. You have fallen in love with the sport, haven't you?
Oh, I love it. You know, for the weeks and stuff like that I come out here, and you know, last week, you know, last year, not last week, but last year, you know, to follow and to be there and stand on the track when American Pharoah wins the Triple Crown. I mean, that's, you know, those are memories that you're going to take away with you forever.
Yeah.
You don't forget those moments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after the Breeders' Cup, or not the Breeders' Cup, but after the Belmont last year, you know, a few of us were invited out to come meet Pharoah, feed him carrots and hang out with him and stuff like that. I mean, you know, things like that are really, really cool, and you get to see cool things. Like this morning, you know, talking to Doug O'Neill outside of his barn, and guess what? Here comes the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I saw that.
They bring the Stanley Cup, so we're on TV, we're talking, and here comes the Stanley Cup. Oh, by the way, there's that.
Yeah.
I think I remember texting you after the Belmont last year, and we were together, of course, and you're a Kentucky fan. I know you probably, you know, in Louisville, you have to kind of be a little bit more neutral, but, you know, we were there together when they won the national championship in 2012, and that was awesome because you're also a fan of the team. But I think I remember you saying after the Belmont, that was the coolest That was the coolest event you've ever, that's the coolest thing you've ever done in this job.
The two things in this job that I take away that is so, so cool of it all was the Ryder Cup in 2008.
Oh, 100%. That was the best.
Those guys, Kenny Perry and J.B. Holmes, shooting off champagne bottles on that balcony. Oh.
Yeah, and Boo Weekly double fisted Bill of Light cans. breaking them like Stone Cold Steve Austin up at Valhalla. So, I mean, the 2008 Ryder Cup for me still is probably it. But the sound when American Pharoah crossed that line last year. You know, everybody, everybody is when you watch a horse run and, you know, they've seen so much heartbreak at that place. So many times where people have been so close and not be able to get it done. So, you know, everybody in the stands, I think, that day was almost waiting. Okay, what's going to happen? You know, how is this going to be ruined today? I think a lot of people were almost kind of, you know, taking that mindset. And then when they realized that this was going to happen, the sound, I mean, Bob Baffert talked about it this week. The sound was incredible. It was like unlike anything I've ever heard. Those are memories that you also take away forever.
It's always a good time going to the Derby. There's no doubt about it. Kent, thanks for making time for us this morning. I know you'll be happy when tomorrow's over, I think, because that means you can get a little bit more rest. But thanks for not napping on us today.
Dude, tomorrow's Mother's Day. I don't get a chance. You think I get a chance to nap?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You should not be taking a nap tomorrow.
Yeah, there's no.
You should not be taking a nap.
To sleep in?
No, there's no chance. Absolutely not.
That's right. I guess I'll get to nap when I'm dead. Hopefully that's not for a while.
All right, Ken, enjoy it. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Kent.
See you guys.
Ken Spencer from WHAS 11 joining us here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. When we come back, Mary Jo, give your picks. I'll give my picks. I mean, I'll give what I can because there's too many. Don't listen to me.
You've got a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to take the afternoon to figure it all out. But I do know there's a few that I'm really, really high on. And we'll talk about that and other Derby stuff on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes, sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Kentucky and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit forthepeople.com 24 hours a day. And you can always call our office, even at 3 in the morning. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility.
Defining rides since 1999.
Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high performance films and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4000
2411. Or get a quote and download coupons at Lucky'sAutosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, car audio, remote starts, and more.
Your new job is waiting. Wait. Your new career is waiting. UK Dining has jobs available in the food service industry.
Now accepting applications for experienced game day workers and catering and concessions leave. To work with UK's Commonwealth Stadium, rates starting at $10 an hour. Earn up to $13 an hour on game days. Positions start early August.
Visit Aramark.com/careers to learn more. UK Dining. We enrich and nourish lives every day.
A background check is required for these positions. UK Dining is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, they say, what is this now? What do you got?
Wildfire.
Wildfire?
Yeah.
Why this one?
It was on the list.
Who even sings this?
I don't know. I'll find out.
It was on the list.
You meant to play Wild Horses,
Wild
didn't
Horses,
you?
Wild Horses, I think, was probably
you meant to play
what was
Wild
on
Horses.
List.
Come on, Josh. Tell us. You meant to play Wild Horses. Instead, we got Crystal Gayle's husband singing something.
So much for a perfect Saturday.
Well, just as a public service announcement, KentuckyDerby.com has the live odds. They update them as the money is wagered. So you just hit refresh, and there they are. Trojan Nation, the runner-up in the Wood Memorial, 38-1 right now. Sudden Breaking News, a lot of people like Sudden Breaking News, 24-1. Creator, 16-1. That's my horse. Love those odds. Motom, number 4, 23-1. Gunrunner, 10-1. Please, Gunrunner, stay up there. Another one I really, really like. 10-1, I'll take that. My Man Sam, 19-1. People like him, too. A lot of people like a lot of these horses. Oscar nominated, the Ken Ramsey horse, 40-1 right now. That's down from 50-1. Lonnie by Tappet, 27-1. Destin, 21-1. Whitmore, 32-1. Exaggerator, 5-1. I hate that. Okay. Exaggerator is, I liked him better at 8-1. Let's just say that. Tom's Ready, 44-1. Nyquist, 2-1. Obviously the favorite. Mohamed, 12-1. That's great. Outwork, 26-1. Shagoff, 62-1. More Spirit, 13-1. Mahesto, 59-1. Brody's Cause, a lot of people really like Brody's Cause, the Bluegrass Stakes winner, 21-1. And Danzig Candy, 27-1. So
just,
those
just
are
hard
odds.
To pick someone out of the 19 or 20 spot.
Yeah. Look, all those prices are great.
Yes.
Exaggerator.
There's a lot of money to be made here.
And Nyquist are the only single-digit odds on the board right now. Of course, it's still early. A lot of money to still be wagered. Yesterday, by the way, it was a record handle for Churchill Downs for the Oaks and a record crowd. $49 million was the total handle that they took in.
And they're expecting the same thing today, a record crowd for Derby and probably a record handle as well.
Listen, I know people don't buy newspapers nearly as much as they used to. I mean, that's no secret. Kentucky.com is obviously the Lexington Herald leader, and that's where a lot of people go for all their news now. But if there was ever a day to buy the paper, these are the 2 days, Saturday, mm-hmm. today, and tomorrow. Today's paper will have, I'm sure, the full color, you know, yes. with the silks and the odds and a little tidbit. And then they got all that great stuff. Like, it's nice to be able to click around on Kentucky.com and find it, but I like it even more when you can open the paper and it's all right there. Like, how all these horses got their names.
Yes.
The
pedigree.
Yeah. All the neat little facts and tidbits on different horses. Expert picks. Here's some expert picks. Courier Journal's Jonathan Lintner, Brody's Cause, Nyquist, Gunrunner, Danzig Candy. Daily Racing Form's Marty McGee. He is at his 43rd straight Derby. There have been, today is the 142nd, he's been to 43 in a row. Marty McGee's picks are Exaggerator, Creator, Brody's Cause, Destin. Ed DeRosa, TwinSpires.com, Exaggerator, More Spirit. Churchill Downs, Ryan Martin, Brody's Cause, Mo Heyman, More Spirit, Mo Tom. Jenny Reese, Gunrunner, Creator, Brody's Cause, Mahesto.
Claire Novak from the Blood Horse, Mahesto, Nyquist, Whitmore, Tom Lamara, Nyquist, Gunrunner, Ella Starr, our friend at Ubercapper, Exaggerator, Gunrunner, Nyquist, Creator, Sudden Breaking News, and Lonnie. That's with six horses.
So you're going with, if you've got to pick one, and I know you're not, that's not how you're betting today, but.
Yeah, Creator. I'm going to put win money on Creator, but there'll be a few other horses that I put some win money on because the odds are too good. There's just
too much money to be made.
Yeah.
I mean, am going the complete opposite way. I'm doing $20 to win on one horse and one horse only, and that is the end of my betting today, and it's my man Sam.
Yes. That's good. By the way, my man Sam got his name, the co-owner's son's name is Sam. I just have too many good coincidences going on with Creator. Went over there to Gainesway and did the story, and Tappet has three of them. One of the guys at Gainesway that was really helpful in getting us the story and helping us through it all, kind of our tour guide, he gave me Creator for the Arkansas Derby, told me that's the one. I won on that. At Keeneland, we're at Keeneland kind of our day to celebrate that we're finished with our Derby show that takes, you know, 2 weeks of hard work to get done. And I see Steve Asmussen just kind of walking through. And I go up to him like, hey, Mr. Asmussen, Dan Reed from Fox 56, ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Would you come on the show this weekend? Okay. Just like that.
Yeah.
Got his number. I mean, I didn't talk to him for a minute. He knows me from nowhere. I could be asking him about PETA for all he knows. It could be an attack, an ambush. He was fine. Of course, we didn't. But he came on the show. He's in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, you got to go with Creator.
Other guys who, Dwayne Lucas, Gary Stevens, those guys, when they got in the Hall of Fame, the week they were elected to the Hall of Fame, they won the Derby. So it's just too many coincidences going together with Creator and Gainesway and Steve Asmussen, all that good stuff. And then I asked Caleb Keller from TVG if he would come on today, and he said, I can't today, but let me give you my Derby analysis. Boom, Creator's his pick. He's his key horse. On Derby Day this morning, he tells me that. That's it. So you are welcome for Creator. Right now, his odds, as we go off the air, Creator is 16 to 1. Stay there, baby. Listen tomorrow because Kenny Rice, who you will see on NBC's
coverage today, he's awesome.
And he will be awesome on our show tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning right here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
Recapping the Derby on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Happy Derby. Good luck.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.